The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's going to be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 8:06 on this Wednesday, Walhalla Holla Wednesday, and we're going to have some tickets for you a little bit later this hour, so keep it here on 94.5 The Answer, because the Walhalla Performing Arts Center has a very busy weekend for you. And speaking of busy, we got a busy final hour here on the Morning Answer. President Joe Biden telling reporters yesterday that the reason he's not visiting the southern border as he went to Arizona is because there's more important things going on than, I guess, securing our border. Also, Walmart says that they could face store closures and price increases due to large-scale retail theft. CEO Doug McMillon talking with CNBC yesterday about this large-scale shoplifting scheme that's happening nationwide. And I'm not believing the argument that Hollywood elitist Sally Field tried to make yesterday on The View to justify abortion. We'll dive into all that first with the president. The president headed to Arizona. He was asked by Peter Ducey why he was traveling to Arizona with no plans to visit the border.
The more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
Well, I'm happy for them. I'm glad they are going to invest, but while you're that close to the border, why not go down and see the problem that we are facing, Mr. President? Now, I guess because he doesn't think there's a problem there. I guess because the Biden administration doesn't think that the record-breaking number of roughly 2.3 million migrant encounters in fiscal year 2022 is an important issue, or that it's even a problem. I guess he's believing his own Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and his Vice President Kamala Harris, the border czar, when they say, well, our border's secure.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
Here's the thing. I've been working on this issue for a very long time.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security.
Secretary?
Congresswoman, the border is secure and the border is not open.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
The border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that.
I mean, how can they say that? How can Kamala Harris and Alejandro Mayorkas say that? Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Henrick asked White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre if Biden has any plans to see the situation at the border himself. This, of course, prior to Biden headed to Arizona.
Look, I want to be very clear here. The president's trips tomorrow is about the American manufacturing boom. We're seeing all across the country, thanks to, again, his economic policies.
Biden visited TSMC, a Taiwanese company that makes major, is making a major investment to manufacture chips in Phoenix, Arizona. Jean-Pierre had told White House correspondent Peter Ducey just a few days ago that Biden has been to the border.
We know the president's never been down to the border. The possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So is he going to?
So look, He's been there. He's been to the border. And since he took office.
When did he go to the border?
Since he took office, the President Biden has been taking action to fix our immigration system and secure our border. And that's why on day one, he put forward an immigration reform, a piece of legislation to deal with what is currently happening at the border. But, you know, that we're not seeing that from Republicans. We're not seeing a willingness to work with us on fixing a situation that's been around for decades now. Instead, they're doing political stunts. That's what they want to do. That's how they want to take care of the situation.
Talk about political stunts. A political stunt is going to Phoenix, Arizona to welcome this Taiwanese manufacturing plant, which, hey, if it's going to create good jobs in Phoenix, great. But to talk about a political stunt, you're that close to the border and you realize that this is something that's on the majority of Americans' minds, that our country is being invaded, and you don't have the time or you don't think it's important enough to go see. After much pressure by the media yesterday, the White House issued a statement from the president saying the president was clear that his top priority is investing in the American economy and in American communities, outcompeting China and bringing back American jobs from overseas. In fact, as Fox News' own analysis showed, the economy is a top issue for most Americans, the statement said. If anyone believes that shouldn't be the president's top priority, too, they should say that out loud. Of course, the president is also taking action to secure our border and build a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system. He secured more funding than all of his predecessors to support the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, put forward a comprehensive immigration reform proposal, and brought 20 world leaders together to jointly manage the migration challenge impacting the entire Western Hemisphere. They went on to say President Biden is focused on real solutions, not political stunts. And if border security is such a top priority for Republican officials, voting against President Biden's request for record funding for the Department of Homeland Security, as Representative Roy did, is an odd way to show it. Now, again, I get back to how can Joe Biden with a straight face say that he's fighting to secure our border? How can they say that our border is secure at all? Now, as you can imagine, the president's comments did not sit very well with Border Patrol agents themselves, who slammed Joe Biden yesterday for saying that there's more important things going on than for him to visit the border. Border Patrol agents dealing with the surge every day told the Daily Caller that they aren't pleased with Biden's remark. One Border Patrol agent said, "More important things? This is his disaster. He created this catastrophe. The border crisis is a total breach of national security. Give me a break." And I just cleaned that up. He says, "I can't wait for this clown to be out of office." He's straight up in denial. President Biden reversed and stripped a number of border policies, as you remember, from the Trump administration, like the wait in Mexico. That could have solved a lot of these issues. A second Border Patrol agent said, "It's in their narrative to downplay the destabilization of the U.S. What could possibly be more important than criminals and terrorists infiltrating the country and tens of thousands of fentanyl overdoses, most being young adults?" Good point. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd told the Daily Caller that Biden was more concerned with his political goals than with securing the border. In his statement, he said the president's most fundamental job is the safety and security of the American people. He's failing. With a record number of people and dangerous drugs flowing across our borders, the president owes it to this country to go to the border and develop a strategy of security. Unfortunately, President Biden's record speaks for itself. He cares more about politics than American lives. And then finally, a third Border Patrol agent said, "I'd ask Biden what's more important than the worst immigration crisis in U.S. history. I'd also ask if three suicides in a matter of weeks is normal." 877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight on this Walhalla Holla Wednesday. Glad to have you in. Of course, yesterday we didn't do so well in Georgia. We lost that race. It's a tight one. It was close. It was back and forth throughout the evening. But in the end, Herschel Walker just could not fight back when those votes around that Atlanta area started coming in. Stevens County, where we were on Monday in Toccoa, they had a big win for Herschel Walker. 80%. Walker won 80% of Stevens County. Over in Hart County, 76%. I loved Herschel's message. He was very positive when he conceded the race. I'll share that with you up next. It's 8:15 on the Morning Answer. In a big black
The Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
You know, I've really become committed to Le Bleu water. Le Bleu water is called Ultra Pure because it's simply the purest, healthiest, and the best tasting bottled water you're going to find. In fact, they won awards like the best non-alcoholic beverage in the Western Hemisphere. This was at the International Food and Beverage Trade Show in Miami, Florida. That's kind of like a Michelin star for a restaurant or a Wine Spectator Award for wine. And here's why. Le Bleu's five-step patent-pending purification process produces the highest quality bottled water on the market today. Water that's 11% hydrogen, 89% oxygen, nothing more, nothing less. Peg and I keep a case of bottled water at the lake and at our farm in Greer all the time for the convenience. Once you start drinking Le Bleu water, you're not going to want to change back. It's that big of a difference. We also have one of those big 5-gallon bottles at the office, at the radio station, so everyone can stand around the water cooler and solve all the world problems. Let me suggest that you have Le Bleu deliver to your office or to your home as well. Visit LeBleu.com or call 888-LeBleu. That's 888-LeBleu, 888-532-5381, or find them at LeBleu.com.
It's amazing, so refreshing. Let me tell you, my body loves Le Bleu.
It's 8:17.
Mike Gallagher sees more fascination with Trump.
Do you recognize how consumed they are with Donald Trump? What's the line from the movie, I just can't quit you? They can't quit him. They can't give him up. They don't want to give him up. Believe me. They need him.
Get the right answer with Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
Energy costs are going through the roof and the windows. This is Don with American-Made Windows. Don't go through another winter letting heat out and cold in. Update your home with beautiful new windows and save. Right now, we're offering 12-month same-as-cash for qualified buyers and products. Buy now, save on your energy bill now, and pay later, a full year later. Visit amwupstate.com or call 334-6030. And remember, the best windows are American-made.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Louisville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Hi, it's Gary David back with Travis Bedson, owner of CNT Foundations. Travis, what should homeowners with a foundation problem do?
First, Gary, don't ignore it. Next, call us.
Why call CNT Foundations?
We're not an investor-driven sales organization. We are real general contractors. We are from here, and we know what works here.
Call 864-581-3341. CNT Foundations. your foundation experts. Hey, Upstate, it's time to wake up. Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Day 21 on this Wednesday, Cheryl writes on the Big Rock text line, "Good morning, guys. Very disappointed in the Georgia race outcome. All this hand-wringing, etc., makes me ill. If the Democrats can elect Fetterman, I do not want to hear one more yodel talk about quality of the candidate. That's ridiculous. Republicans had one job, vote in Walker so that we have even more control of committees and get rid of the preacher who desecrates the Bible by supporting unlimited abortion from the pulpit." Good points, Cheryl. Look, I can't imagine that. Yes, maybe you didn't think Herschel Walker was the best candidate, but compared to Warnock, we know what we're getting in Warnock. We know that we're getting someone, as Cheryl just pointed out, has no limits when it comes to abortion. We know that Warnock wants to keep, he thinks that our southern border strategy is a raving success. And so we're concerned a little bit about the fact that maybe Herschel Walker isn't quite as polished of a speaker. I tell you, I have more admiration for Herschel Walker today after hearing his concession speech last night, because he had the right attitude.
"We've had a tough journey, have we not? But one of the things I said is when they called the race, I said the numbers doesn't look like they're going to add up. But one of the things I want to tell all of you is you never stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all. Continue to pray for them, because all the prayers you've given me, I felt those prayers. I want to thank all my team as well, Team Herschel, because they put up with a lot. I want to thank Team Herschel. Thank all my donors as well, because you guys, without you, I couldn't have done what I've done. So I want to thank all of you as well, because there's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now, because we put up one heck of a fight."
That's a wonderful message, isn't it? 877-235-9405. Hey, are you scrambling trying to find the perfect gift for everyone on your holiday list? Well, if you've got a gun enthusiast on that list, I've got some solutions for you. Go ahead and take a sigh of relief, because CNC Indoor Range, they've got you covered. It's the absolute best place to shop for everything firearm related here in the Upstate. You can get your loved one a new membership, which is a gift that gives all year long, with its unlimited range time, gun cleanings, guest passes, discounts, free eye and ear protection for range use, and so much more. They also have a great selection of new firearms arriving daily. So stop in today, see their handguns, rifles, shotguns, suppressors, and accessories, plus CNC Indoor Range. They're restocking ammunition every single day, so you can finally get that hard-to-find ammunition once again. And hey, if you're not exactly sure what to get, then just head over to the range on Asheville Highway in Inman, get them a gift card. Then they can go back and get whatever they want. A gift that you know that you can't go wrong with. Again, you can find CNC Indoor Range on Asheville Highway in Inman, or online 24/7 at ccindoorrange.com, ccindoorrange.com. We talked a bit yesterday about this very sad story out of North Carolina, where the 83-year-old Home Depot worker was thrown to the ground a few weeks back. I think it was the end of October, actually, because he confronted a thug who was trying to walk out the door with some pressure washers. Now, I'm sure this guy, you know, he's 83, so he's in the old school of confronting someone who he sees doing something wrong. I'm sure he walked over to this young man who was wearing this hoodie, had this mask on, sort of had the bottom part of his face covered. I mean, he looked like a criminal. And I'm sure this guy was saying, "Hey, young man, those aren't yours. You got to pay for them." And the guy throws him to the ground. He's injured. He's taken to the hospital. He spent the next few weeks in the hospital until he passed away just the other day at 83 years old. He celebrated his 83rd birthday in the hospital, actually. Large-scale shoplifting has become a growing issue among all retailers, like Home Depot and Lowe's and Target and all these big companies, with some CEOs blaming rampant organized crime and lax prosecution, that prosecutors aren't making these serious crimes. Prosecutors are letting these people back out on the street. That's become so widespread that it's making a significant cuts into retail profits. And it's probably going to drive some major changes in how retail operations actually run their businesses. That's the case with Walmart. Their CEO says that, hey, this is such a big issue that we're probably going to have to close some stores, and definitely prices are going to go up.
Theft is an issue. It's higher than what it's historically been. And we've got safety measures, security measures that we put in place by store location. I think local law enforcement being staffed and being a good partner is part of that equation. And that's normally how we approach it.
But there have been rules that have been changed that make it not something that the police are going to prosecute, or that the criminals won't be prosecuted below certain levels. Does that matter?
If that's not corrected over time, prices will be higher. Right. And or stores will close.
And that's why we have to press our legislators, our government elected leaders, to make it tougher for these criminals to commit these crimes. Target's CFO, Michael Fidelke, said in November that that Target had seen a 50% surge in theft over the past year. Think about that. 50% surge in theft at Target stores, costing the company $400 million. And all because people think they can walk in and walk out of the store because nothing's going to happen to them. Because nothing does happen to them. Unfortunately, these stores are in a position to where they literally, reportedly train their employees not to confront shoplifters. We had a caller yesterday who works at a Lowe's, and he said, you know, that they're trained not to confront people, but to follow them out, try to get their tag number. Of course, you've got all this video surveillance around these stores. A few years ago, I happened to be able to visit the security center at a Walmart, and whether, I mean, I know you're aware that there's cameras all around a Walmart, but man, talk about a command center. It's a room full of monitors, but you got to sit there and watch them. And it takes a lot of time when you have an incident like this for them to go back and like this case in North Carolina at the Home Depot, they've got security footage of this guy. But he's got this hoodie on, and this partial part of his face is obscured, and even his tag. They went out to try to get the guy's tag, and he had a temporary tag that was partially obscured. So all you know is that he was in a white Hyundai, I think it was. But it also says something about society, doesn't it, and about a culture that these people think that it's okay to go in and load up a buggy and push it out the door without paying for it. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. We got some tickets to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. We're going to give those away up next. It's 8:30.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.